It's been nothing but snow, cold, wind, and winter conditions dominating the headlines over the course of the last couple of days. Monmouth hoping to change that here today as they get set for an old conference foe in a new league. The Bobcats of Quinnipiac in town. They take on a very hot Monmouth University basketball team coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Hi, and good afternoon, everyone. Alongside Steve Bazaz one more time, Matt Harmon on the call today on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com, and with the video stream at GoMUHawks.com. This is a Monmouth basketball team that has won four of their last five, the only loss being on the 30th of December to Wagner, 59-52. Steve, you and I did the game just the other night on Thursday, saw this team knock off Siena, 63-59. Not the prettiest of efforts from Monmouth, but in picking up the first ever win in MAC League play, the Hawks did just enough to get that victory.
And it was a very important win for them, Matt, as Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas, their two leaders, really struggled in that game. And Jones was really hampered by Siena's defense that really packed the lane when he got the ball. And other guys stepped up and scored a little bit. Justin Robinson was good from the foul line late. Josh James scored. Max DeLeo scored and had six steals to go along with his scoring output. So other guys stepped up. They got some good minutes from their bigs. Chris Brady in the second half had a very good half. Zach Tillman, I thought, played a decent game. We're getting the ball in position down low, and he got to the foul line. He just missed foul shots. And that's going to be important in this game, foul trouble with Quinnipiac's bigs, because they are very, very good, and we'll get to them in a second. But the Hawks have to convert from the foul line if they're going to win this game.
The win also got Monmouth back to 500 overall the season, their seventh victory against seven losses, now 1-2. In league play. This is a Quinnipiac team that comes in 6-5 overall, 1-1 in the league. They had their game the other night against Iona postponed and pushed to Monday night. They were supposed to play on Thursday, but more treacherous weather up in the Connecticut area postponed that game a couple of nights. So this is a team that hasn't played a game since Sunday the 29th of December, in which they dropped a pretty competitive game to Pac-12 foe Oregon State, 76-68. Had a lead going into late in that contest, couldn't hold on to it. But Steve, as you look at the Quinnipiac non-conference kind of lineup going in, some pretty impressive wins. A win at Vermont, tough losses to Lehigh and Oregon State. Win over Albany, win over Hampton, win up at Maine. So this is a team that obviously brings back a lot of talent. As we opened, we say old conference foe in a new league. These are the two teams that made the move into the MAC from the Northeast Conference. So there is some history between these two teams. And what we know about Quinnipiac, you started to allude to just a little bit. This is a big, imposing, physical team.
Yeah, Monmouth's in for a real battle tonight. These guys are always at the top in rebounding. When I say top, I don't mean conference. I mean in the nation. They rank second nationally in offensive rebounds per game. They attack the glass, and it's not just this year. This has been their staple for years, and Tom Moore does a phenomenal job with them. In recent history, it's been all Quinnipiac in this so far. 8-2 in Tom Moore's era against Monmouth, and 4-2 in West Long Branch, 4-0 in Quinnipiac. But they are a force to be reckoned with, and they have a really well put together team, Matt. Looking at their team and their numbers, they have great inside play. They have transfer Umar Shannon, who was a player at St. Francis, Pennsylvania in the NEC. He transfers over to Quinnipiac, and he's their starting guard. They have a lot of really good players. Osmain Drame is another guy who's like a double-double machine. Zaid Hurst on the outside, who's a really efficient scorer. They have a really well put together team. And Matt, looking at the past games that we've done and the Wagner game, I thought they were really well put together. They're an NEC school. I think Quinnipiac is really well put together. They're a former NEC school.
You think about some of the numbers, and you started to touch on them. Number two, not just in offensive rebounds per game, but number two in the nation in rebounds per contest, right behind the University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB, 48.4 rebounds per contest. Quinnipiac, two behind. UAB also leading the way in the offensive rebounds per contest category, 17.7. And Quinnipiac at 17.2. And the rebounding margin for the Bobcats, they are third in the nation in that department, plus 12.6. And as you mentioned, Steve, some of the names that this team has, it's a team that, I think as you kind of put the things on the table Both of these teams have two top 15 scorers right now in the league. Monmouth, Deion Jones, and Andrew Nicholas. For Quinnipiac, it is Ike Azatam and also Zaid Hurst. The difference is that the Bobcats have three other guys who average double figures. Monmouth still, I think, looking for that supplemental scorer, the third guy, the fourth guy that can kind of pick up the load a little bit. And maybe the top two guys in Nicholas and Jones are struggling.
Absolutely, and I think that also comes with experience. You have guys in this Quinnipiac lineup who are experienced players. Azatam, Hurst, Drame, and Umar Shannon's a grad student. Those guys are really experienced guys. And then off the bench, Kasim Chandler, he's a freshman, but he was a guy who's put up big numbers in high school, looking at his numbers in the media guides and looking him up, Matt, preparing for this. He is an excellent scorer and a guy who scores double figures as a freshman. So they have guys who can score. They obviously rebound. It's going to be a real battle for the Hawks tonight, but I think it's a great litmus test for them to see where they stand in this conference.
We'll go to Steve's keys of the game in just a second. Let you know that today's pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. The series history between these two teams going all the way back to 1978-79. Quinnipiac with a 15-13 advantage. They have won six straight, 10 of the last 12 overall. So King Rice has yet to beat this team since taking over Monmouth, now in his third season, trying to do that here obviously today and get Monmouth back to 500 in league play. It's a Bobcat team that was picked 7th in the preseason poll. Monmouth, as we mentioned the other night, picked 11th. And last in the preseason poll, they've exceeded expectations so far this year at 7-7, but take on a pretty big, bruising Bobcat team here this afternoon. Steve's Keys to the Game is presented by Barnabas Health. Premier healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Well, Matt, we mentioned the rebounding and how important that is. The Hawks have to box out. They have to get to the glass, and it's not just the bigs. It's everyone. They need five guys rebounding the ball when the shot goes up. Again, Quinnipiac is so good, especially on the offensive glass. They really attack the glass, so Monmouth's going to have to box out. Three-point shooting is important to me in this game, Matt, for a couple reasons. Quinnipiac only shoots 28% from three-point range. They don't have a lot of big-time three-point shooters. I wonder, by seeing that stat, if the Hawks are going to play zone at all. If Quinnipiac does end up having a hot day from outside, it could be a really long day for the Hawks. Umar Shannon is a guy that doesn't shoot out crazy high percentage, but he is a guy who could fill it up on a given day. He does have a lot of ability on the outside. And also, if you're in a zone, that makes rebounding difficult too, because you're not boxing out a man. You're trying to box out an area, and that can be difficult at times, especially when bigs are running out the shooters. And then lastly, and this is really based on the last game that we did, Matt, is foul shooting. When you get to the line, you have to convert, and against the better teams in the MAC, if you shoot 50% from the foul line, you're going to be in trouble. And Monmouth got to the foul line a lot, and credit them for getting there against Siena, but they have to convert.
20 of 35 the other night in that win over Siena. The good part, maybe, is that they did hit some free throws down the stretch. Justin Robinson and Josh James with a combined 11 of 11 effort at the free throw line. Time now to take a peek at our starting lineups. That is presented by McLoone's Restaurant. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. First, for the visitors, the Bobcats of Quinnipiac, who made the trip down here from Hamden into West Long Branch. They come in 6-5, 1-1 in league play. Starting in the backcourt will be the 5'11 grad student, number zero, Umar Shannon, the former St. Francis, Pennsylvania transfer, coming into this one averaging just under 12 points per contest. Zaid Hurst will start in the backcourt as well. Hurst wears number one. He is a 6'4 junior. Those two joined and filling out the trio in the backcourt by number five, Shaq Shannon. He is a 6'1 senior. Shannon, good overall player, averaging 4 points per contest, a little over two assists and three rebounds per game. The front court imposing. Ike Azatam, number four, is a senior, 6'7". He anchors one spot, and Usman Drame will play the other position. Drame wearing number 23. He is a 6'9 junior. The two top 10 in blocks, top 10 in rebounds so far in the league this year, and both averaging in double figures. Tom Moore is the head coach in his seventh year, 114-86. The graduate of Boston University in 1987, former UConn assistant, in which he was part of two NCAA tournament bids. For the Hawks of Monmouth, they come into this one 7-7, 1-2 in league play. a three-guard, one-forward, one-center alignment. Deion Jones will get the start today in the backcourt. 6'6", junior Jones, a team high 16.1 points per contest. Justin Robinson, the freshman, also getting the starting nod here today. Robinson, a 5'8", freshman. He'll be joined by number 13, Andrew Nicholas, in the backcourt. Nicholas, the team's second-leading scorer, 14.4 points per contest. Nicholas, a 6'6", junior. The front court, number 14, Tyrone O'Garro, 6'5", sophomore, and number 33, Zach Tillman, the 6'10", freshman. Tillman had a season-high 6 rebounds against Siena. King Rice, the head coach in his third year, the 92 graduate of the University of North Carolina, 29-48 so far in his tenure here for MU. Monmouth looking for their first win in the series since 2010. That was the last time MU was able to knock off this Quinnipiac team, who again holds a 15-13 advantage. This the first of two meetings that these two sides will have. They will also play up in Connecticut on Thursday, January 16th. That a 7 o'clock tip-off up in Connecticut. Time now to take a break for our national anthem, which is getting set to get up and running. Monmouth and Quinnipiac coming right back after this quick pause. We'll make it a 3-minute timeout, and we're back for the opening tip-off right after this. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, you can stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with MU Athletics in one place. It's at gomuhawks.com/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the online conversation right now. Opportunity to take a quick peek at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. There are a full slate of MAC games on hand today. Halftime as Iona leads Niagara 62-36. Canisius 47, St. Peter's 25. That game is now up and running in the second half. Fairfield will visit Manhattan tonight, and Siena is home for Ryder a bit later on this evening as well at 7 o'clock. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz sitting courtside at Gaffney Court within the Multipurpose Activity Center, getting set for the tip-off of Monmouth's 15th game of the season. Hawks coming in 7-7, 1-2 in league play. Steve, you know, one other thing to maybe consider, and it's something that Monmouth maybe not overly comfortable with, but maybe we'll see a bit more of tonight, and that would be playing a zone defense. You know, they are traditionally a man-to-man type team, but if you look at one key number, shooting the ball from the outside for Quinnipiac, not something that they do very well from deep, right around 29%. So maybe we see a bit more of a 2-3 or some sort of combination zone to force the Bobcats into shooting the ball from deep.
I would think so, Matt. I think that's something that obviously the coaches do see. They see that number. Omar Shannon is a guy, though, that can score in bunches. He shoots in bunches. He shoots a lot to score a lot. So his percentages are low. But he is a guy who can score. Zaid Hurst is another guy. Now, he's a little more efficient. Hurst is their second-leading scorer at 13 a game. He shoots 45% from the floor compared to Shannon's 33%. But with that said, they're certainly not shooters. They might be scorers, but they're not shooters. And the way to try to control the inside presence of Azatam and Drame is to go to a zone and really try to pack it in. But they're going to have to locate those guys on the perimeter. You don't want to give easy, non-contested looks when you go to a zone. I think that's sometimes a misconception with the zone, is that you just pack it in and let guys shoot, and it's not that easy. You definitely want to contest shooters and close out to guys and not make it easy for them.
You know, one other thing to think on the flip side, Monmouth offensively, they've got guys who love to drive to the basket. Deion Jones, Justin Robinson, and Josh James. But with those imposing guys inside, Azatam and Drame, you know, and the theme that you could probably go back to the Wagner game, we saw it a little bit against Siena the other night, there might be more opportunities to not push the ball so deep inside and either look to kick it out a little bit earlier or pull up for a mid-range type jump shot.
I completely agree with that. Deion Jones is a guy that the scouting report's out on him. If you watch the way Siena played them, he really had to go against not just the guy that was guarding him, but four guys were standing in the lane for help. And Deion Jones has a good pull-up jump shot. I think he needs to implement that more and start mixing it up a little more. He's a guy that definitely can put his head down and get to the rim, but he's got a good pull-up jump shot, and I think that's a great point, Matt. Hopefully we see that more from him today.
Our referees today, John Hughes, Mike McCloskey, and Tom Courtney. Monmouth in their home white uniforms tonight. Monmouth across the chest in the dark blue numerals as well. Name on the back in blue, white shorts with the blue trim and the MAC insignia on the left thigh. Quinnipiac in their away dark blue uniforms. Quinnipiac in white, the gold outline, white and gold numerals, dark blue shorts as well. It will be Usman Drame to jump center with Zach Tillman. Hawks going right to left on your radio dial, just the opposite for Quinnipiac. Thanks so much for joining us and spending part of your Saturday afternoon here on the Shore Sports Network. The opening tip is won by the Bobcats, who get it first. It is Shaq Shannon with his hands on the basketball, played in a man-to-man by Justin Robinson. Shannon, couple of dribbles off to his right. Azatam flashing out high right perimeter. Bouncing into the lane. Kicks in the corner for Shannon, right side. Down low on the block for Drame. Double team comes. They pass out of it. The Bobcats do. Hurst has it at the foul line. This will be Shannon stroking one from the outside. Back rim no good. Azatam with the offensive rebound. Another possession for Quinnipiac. Left corner. Now left perimeter. Hurst will take the three. That's off the mark. Another offensive rebound. Drame inside, forcing one. No good. Another offensive rebound. This one up and in on the far side. Check Shannon with the basket. Give Quinnipiac a 2-0 advantage.
Well, how about that for your first possession for the second-ranked offensive rebounding team in the nation. Three offensive rebounds in that first possession.
Tillman going right to the rim against Drame. Missing the hook shot with his left. From about 2 feet away, 1 minute in, Quinnipiac 2-0. They have the advantage. Hurst had it left corner, will now swing it around the perimeter. Shannon gets it on the right side. Drame skips it out of a double. Hurst, top of the key. Good ball fake, penetrates into the lane. Floating runner, rattles around the rim and drops in. Now 4-0 in favor of the Bobcats.
That's too easy there. The Hawks are going to double the post. That means they're going to have to rotate, control your closeout, but you can't get driven down the middle of the lane that easy.
Nicholas around a screen on the switch. Azatam has him. Ogaro able to hang on to a tough pass. Spin his way down to the baseline. Kick out for Nicholas. Force three on the right side. An air ball. Still with 12 on the shot clock. Deion Jones picks it up in the far side corner. Down now to seven. Robinson penetrating inside. Forcing one, but splitting the double team. Getting it and the foul.
And that ability to split the double team on the pick and roll is such a skill for some of these point guards. And Justin Robinson is very good at it. He splits there, gets down the lane, goes to the left hand and puts it in.
Drame with the foul, his first, team's first. Robinson with his first basket for MU. Looking to complete the three-point play. He was a perfect 6-for-6 from the line the other night on the season. At 76%, will make this one as well. Make it 4-3. Bobcats, 18-10 to go in the first half.
Matt, while these guys are big rebounding guys, they're not long guys like the guys that Wagner had where they were blocking everything that Monmouth had. I think that might play to Monmouth's advantage, especially for a guy like Robinson going to the basket.
Shannon in the corner for Drame, right side. Now left side pass, Hurst flipping for Shannon. Couple of ball fakes. Monmouth comes with the double. They've got Shannon pinned off in the corner. Ball out of bounds. No foul call. It'll just be Quinnipiac basketball with 14 on the shot clock. Shannon will put it in play. Baseline left. Goes back near the Gaffney Court insignia on the sideline. Gets it into the hands of Shannon. Changing the play. High ball screen. Shannon pops from three from outside. That is good to give Quinnipiac a 7-3 advantage. 17.5 to go first half.
Shannon had 5 threes against Oregon State in their last game. Again, he shoots a low percentage, but he's a guy who can fill it up.
Tillman on the right block, trying to work on Drame. Good move to the baseline. Goes glass and gets it to fall. 7-5 Bobcats.
That's a great move by Zach Tillman, showing off that back to the basket game, going to his right hand that time.
Shannon going to try another three from the outside. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound kept alive. Fourth offensive rebound for Quinnipiac. That was Azatam to get it. Azatam wanting it on the block. Matched up against Ogaro. Spins past him. Moves to the rim. He is fouled on the way up by Tillman, who will commit his first, team's first. And Ike Azatam will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Tillman was in position to help there, but it was almost like a weak, tired help. He put one hand up instead of stepping up strong into the lane and putting two hands going straight up, and that's why he got called for the foul.
Azatam, 44 of 69 on the season. Just under 64%. Back rims the first one. First substitution, end of the game. It is Quinnipiac Rotating in 6'3", Evan Conte in the backcourt. Conte wearing number 21, averaging just under 2 points per contest. He will replace Shaq Shannon. As Azatab making the second, giving Quinnipiac an 8-5 lead, just under 17 to go in the first half. Robinson brings it up court, flips on the left side for Deion Jones. In the left corner for Nicholas. Double comes, Nicholas stopping left elbow. Tillman now has it on the left block, going again to the baseline, using the left hand here. And up over the top of Drame for a second basket, 8-7 Bobcats.
I really believe Zach Tillman can be an all-league big man eventually when he's an upperclassman. A great back-to-the-basket game for a freshman, and he's powerful down there.
Drame flashing out high, top of the key. Shannon gets it, right wing. Dumped down on the block, right side for Azatam. Jones the doubler. Somebody's open. Inside, it's Drame, and he is fouled on his way up by Tyrone Ogaro. It'll be his first and the team's second, and it will send Usman Drame to the free throw line for two shots.
And look to me that time that Tillman thought there was an open shooter on the rotations after the double team, and he left his cover and left Drame open trying to rotate out when Deion Jones was on his way out there.
Drame missing the first free throw on the season. Pretty good for a big guy at 82% from the free throw line. Missing the first one here. We get the first Monmouth substitution. Chris Brady checking in. And Zach Tillman getting a seat on the bench. Second one by Drame is short. Long rebound coming to Jones, who wants to push for Monmouth. Jones coming down the left side. Good spin to the baseline. Going glass, no good. Rebound kept alive. It is Azatam to control for Quinnipiac. Conte streaking down the near sideline. Goes past us on broadcast row. One-on-one with Nicholas. Now kicks back out for Shannon, who has assumed more of a point guard role here with Shannon out of the basketball game. Azatam up top. Hurst, three on the way. That one rattling off every part of the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound for Quinnipiac. Travel called here on Zahid Hurst. That gets us to our first media timeout of the afternoon. It's Quinnipiac 8, Monmouth 7, 15:37 to go in the first half. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawk basketball on the Shore Sports Network. And this afternoon's broadcast brought to you in part by the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child and for all things Jersey Shore. Subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz here from Gaffney Court in the MAC at the home gym of the Hawks of Monmouth University. 15:37 to go in the first half. Quinnipiac 8, Monmouth 7. Despite, Steve, a big advantage early on for Quinnipiac on the glass.
The stat sheets are on their way over, Matt, but I've got to assume that they already have 6 or 7 offensive rebounds to start this game in the first 4 minutes. The first possession, they had 3 offensive rebounds that turned into 2 points. So, again, scouting report, it's no secret what they like to do and what they can do. They are really good on the offensive glass.
And that advantage 7-2 as it stands going into this possession. 5 offensive rebounds. Monmouth with it off the timeout. Robinson going to take a 3, shaded left, top of the key. Off the mark, no good. Azatam with the 8th rebound for Quinnipiac, and already his 4th of the afternoon. Conte pulls back out, resets for Quinnipiac. Drame almost had the pass stolen by Deion Jones, but Zahid Hurst able to track back in the backcourt and get it. Conte will set the offense now on the right perimeter. Conte around a screen. Good spin into the lane. Good body control up over the top of Brady to get his first basket of the day.
Nice take by Conte. I thought he got hit too by Brady.
10-7 Quinnipiac. Monmouth back up court in a hurry. Robinson looking down low. Ogaro one-on-one with Drame. Ogaro had his shot rejected, but able to get the loose ball back. Ogaro going right back at Drame. Hook shot moving to his left, no good. Rebound pick it up by Hurst. Bobcats with 3 substitutions waiting at the table. Umar Shannon will set the possession here back at the Hawk emblem near midcourt. Monmouth has stayed man-to-man here in the first now almost 6 minutes of the game. 14-10 to go. Bobcats up 10-7. Azatam down the left side of the lane. Leaves off for Drame. Open baseline jumper. Off the mark, no good. Loose ball picked up. Robinson will get called for a double dribble. as he was trying to get it on the breakout. And now we'll get a host of subs into the game. Khalil Brown for Monmouth will replace Tyrone O'Garrow. James Ford Jr. will check in for his first action for Quinnipiac. A.J. Sumbry also coming in to the contest. And Kasim Chandler checking in for QU. Josh James has come in for Monmouth as well.
And Chandler's a big scorer off the bench. He averages double figures. He's only a freshman. He put up huge scoring numbers in high school.
One of five guys who averages double figures for this Quinnipiac team. Conti dumping down to Azatam, right baseline. And he is bumped on his way to the basket. Will be a non-shooting foul. This will be charged to Chris Brady. It'll be his first and the team's third. Baseline inbound. Set here for Chandler to put it in play. Goes to the near side corner for Conti, who is quickly double-teamed. Conti in a whole lot of trouble. Threw it off of a Monmouth player. As the Bobcats will keep possession. 31 on the shot clock. Conti will go in the backcourt for Chandler. Freshman brings it up against Deion Jones. Bounce pass off on the left for Ford. Now Chandler gets it back on the right. Conti swinging it around. We'll give it to Ford. Three-pointer on the way and good. James Ford Jr. drilling it from the outside to give Quinnipiac a 13-7 advantage.
James Ford has only appeared in five games, but he's 5 of 12 from the three-point line. That's 41%. And looking at his stroke, he looks like a guy who could knock it down consistently.
Averaging 6.5 points per contest. Here's Brown. Good ball fake. Going to the rim for Monmouth. And Khalil Brown getting his first basket of the afternoon. Make it 13-9 with 13 minutes to go.
And Brown looks like he's getting more and more comfortable as more minutes he get as he gets.
Conti will pull back out and reset for Quinnipiac.
Brown last year was playing well, and then he got hurt against St. Francis, New York. Hopefully that doesn't happen this year as he can provide some good minutes off the bench.
Inside, Azatam has it on the right block. Double coming. Azatam trying to pass out of it. Goes off of Josh James and out of bounds. It will stay with Quinnipiac with 9 on the shot clock. Usman Drame will come in. Ike Azatam will sit as Kasim Chandler set to put the ball back in play. Chandler on the right side of the basket. Almost had it stolen off the inbound. Khalil Brown got a hand on it. Out of bounds again. Umar Shannon back in for Quinnipiac. He will replace Evan Conti, who will check out.
Hawks do a nice job with baseline out of bounds. They really force you to just throw the ball out.
Brown got another deflected on it, but it goes back here to Chandler, who's going to penetrate inside. Shot rejected on Drame. Brady there once. Chandler got the loose ball back, and then Brady will commit the foul. He is one choice, Khalil Brown the other, and it will be Brown to be whistled for the personal. His first, team's fourth. Initial good defensive play by Chris Brady blocking Drame.
It's great block shots and good action around the rim, but you miss an opportunity. We talk about how good Azatam and Drame are on the offensive glass. Chandler runs in and gets the rebound there.
Chandler, 5'10", makes the first of two free throws. Here's Max DeLeo into the game for his first action of the afternoon. Andrew Nicholas taking a seat on the bench for MU. Chandler of the season, now 37 of 50 with that last one. Make it 38 of 51 for around 74%. Gives Quinnipiac a 15-9 advantage with 12:25 to go in the opening half. James will run the point on the floor with Khalil Brown, Brady Jones, and DeLeo. James getting it back. Shaded left, top of the key. Trying to break down Chandler. Pull-up jumper. Short, and the rebound taken down by Ford Jr. Chandler, up court in a hurry. Penetrating down the right side of the lane. Maybe got away with an extra step. Three-point on the way by Ford Jr. That's no good. Drama, another offensive rebound. And we'll have a backcourt violation as the ball thrown back for Chandler. That gets us to the under 12. Quinnipiac 15, Monmouth 9. We're back in 30 seconds with 11:55 to go in the first half. Hawks down by 6. You're listening to MU Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Scalo's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalospizzeria.com. Surf.com. Fans, the Hawks would like to also thank their good friends at World Subaru, Cope, McClune's, and Surf Taco for their tremendous support throughout the season. 11:55 to go, half number one, 15-9 the score in favor of Quinnipiac. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, and the theme going out of the under 16, continuing here at the under 12 timeout. Steve, it has been certainly a big advantage in the rebounding department for Quinnipiac, which has given them a six-point lead.
And Matt, something I said to you during the break is if they tracked time of possession in basketball, we feel like we've been looking at this right side of the court the whole first half, as it seems like Quinnipiac has had the ball the whole half because every time they miss a shot, they get their own rebound.
12 for the advantage on the glass, 7 of those 12 offensive for Quinnipiac. Monmouth gets it off the timeout. Khalil Brown will stroke a three from the outside, miss it short, and the long rebound coming to Chandler. Up court in a hurry. Here's Ford Jr. His second three, almost the same spot, left corner. He'll drill it and give Quinnipiac their biggest lead of the afternoon, 18-9. Timeout, MU. It is a 30-second timeout with 11 and a half minutes to play. Bobcats up 18-9, something we talked about in the open, maybe force them to take a couple of threes. I don't think we were counting on James Ford coming out and hitting his first two.
Yeah, and Ford, again, has only played in five games this year. He's really had a limited number of attempts, but he's a guy that, based on his shooting strokes, looks like he can really fill it up. He's 5 of 12 on the year from three-point range. Chandler hit him in transition, and Chandler immediately put his hands up, like signaling a three-point shot. So I assume that Ford has quite the reputation in practice of being a knockdown shooter. If I was Coach Rice here, I'd go right back to Zach Tillman. Tillman's got 4 of the 9 points from down low and scoring inside. I really wouldn't mess with things right now because this game could get out of hand. I would go back to Tillman right now. I'd probably go back to Andrew Nicholas as well.
The five on the floor right now for MU. Josh James, Max DeLeo, Marcelo Hudiger, who checks in for his first action. Deion Jones and Khalil Brown. Jones has it off of a screen. Kicks back outside to James, left perimeter. James, nice move in the lane. Good shot from about 8 feet away. One-on-one with Chandler to make it 18-11.
And two freshmen matching up there. Josh James is so strong, really using his body.
Azatam going to the rim. His shot rejected by Hudiger. Drame with the offensive rebound and the putback. Back to a 9-point advantage, 20-11. Jones hustling down court in a hurry. Reverse layup off on the left side. Deion Jones gets the basket. His first of the day, 20-13 as we go back and forth.
And Jones, very aggressive in transition so far, getting some easy shot attempts. Big play to get Deion Jones going as he struggled the past couple games.
Josh James playing Chandler. One-on-one on the perimeter. Chandler screen and roll. Drame a little slow to roll. Now has his hands on it. Going one-on-one against Hudiger off the glass. And good inside the paint. 22-13. Quinnipiac leads this one with 10 minutes and 15 seconds to go. James going to stop and pop from the left side. That's off the mark. No good. As Azatam takes care of the glass.
That's the part of Josh James's game that has to get more consistent, that outside jumper.
Shannon. Pull up from the top of the key. That's good for a three-pointer. And the Bobcats all of a sudden a double-digit lead at the halfway point of this first half, 25-13. Fourth three-pointer of the afternoon for the Bobcats, who come in shooting just 28% from outside. Hudiger getting it down low. Has his shot blocked by Azatam. Drame tries to save it. It will be Monmouth basketball. With 16 on the shot clock, three new Hawks coming back in. Ogaro, Robinson, and Nicholas replacing Jones, DeLeo, and Hudiger. Nicholas looking to put it in play. Baseline left. Brown left open from three, left corner. Throws up an air ball. Loose ball handled by Quinnipiac. Chandler one-on-one with Robinson. Robinson able to take it away and then gave it back to Chandler. Flip pass inside. Azatam with a two-hand slam.
And that's a four-point swing right there as Robinson had two guys open on the run out, but he threw a straight bullet pass and he should have thrown a lob pass. And then Quinnipiac comes down and gets a dunk. And Khalil Brown on this side, that's two possessions now where Drame hasn't challenged Khalil Brown at all, dared him to shoot. Khalil can hit that shot, but he's been way off in his last two attempts.
Timeout taken by Monmouth. It is assessed as a full. We'll keep it here in a check of the MAC scoreboard. Our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Iona leading Niagara right now, 13 minutes and 41 seconds to go. Second half, 82-56. Canisius clinging to a six-point lead on St. Peter's, 56-50. Fairfield plays at Manhattan tonight at 7 o'clock. Also a 7 o'clock tip. Siena entertaining Ryder. Iona trying to get back to 500 with what would be a win over Niagara. Our score right now as it stands, Quinnipiac 27, Monmouth 13. Early stats, MU shooting 15%, 35%, excuse me, from the field. Quinnipiac at 53%. Turnovers not much of a factor. Monmouth has not hit a three-point shot up until this point. Quinnipiac with four, which is a bit of a surprise statistically in terms of what they normally do.
Yeah, we talked about how they have a low shooting percentage from three-point range, but Umar Shannon is a guy who is very, very capable of going off. He's a guy that scored in high double figures when he was at St. Francis PA. He's got a lot more help around him now, so his scoring average isn't as high, but he's certainly a guy who can fill it up when he gets going. A guy that does like to shoot a lot, to score a lot, but he's got two threes right now in this game, and he's a very, very talented guard. But the story to me is, and it's probably the story for every Quinnipiac game, is the offensive rebounds. They are just dominating the glass.
A.J. Sumbry has come back in for Quinnipiac. Zach Tillman has returned for Monmouth. Hawks put it back in play. Robinson swinging it around the perimeter. He and James into the game together. Nicholas on the left wing, driving into the lane, fouled on his way up. Azatam got a piece of the shot, but before we'll have a foul on A.J. Sumbry. It'll be his first and just the team's second here in this first half. It'll send Nicholas to the free throw line for two shots. Red on the season, 25 of 42 from the free throw line, just under 60%. First one coming up here is on the way and good. 27-14.
Now, when you're struggling to score, Matt, it's important to try to get some easy baskets, whether it's layups or foul shots. Try to get back into a little bit of a rhythm.
Second one on the way, also good from Nicholas. Make it 27-15 in favor of Quinnipiac. 9 minutes to play in our first half. First 2 points of the night for Nicholas. Shannon gets it. Monmouth extending the defense out here a little bit, looking for a bit of a 1-3-1 trap. James harassing Chandler. Had the ball poked away by Ogaro, but a foul will come here on Zach Tillman, who impeded the progress of Chandler. Second on Tillman, 15 foul on MU. Baseline inbounds play here for Quinnipiac.
And we've seen Monmouth go to that 1-3-1 every now and again. Not really. They don't go to it often, but they're going to try to change things up here and try to get momentum back on their side.
Here's Azatam at the foul line. Steps in, missing the shot, getting his own rebound back. We'll try one from closer range. That one no good, and Ogaro slamming in to get the defensive rebound.
Great box out by Nicholas, too.
Robinson in transition, up over the top of Chandler, no good. Tillman has a chance at it, now able to settle it in. Nicholas open from three. This one off the mark and no good. And Azatam with yet another rebound. That would have been a big three for Nicholas.
Absolutely.
27-15, 8:10 to go, first half.
Now we see some straight-up 2-3 zone here from the Hawks.
Hurst back into the game. We'll flip off for Shannon. Next whistle gets us the under-8 media timeout. Chandler from downtown on the left side. Back rim no good. Azatam couldn't control the loose ball. Robinson does. In transition, it's Josh James. Up over the top of three Quinnipiac defenders using the glass and getting it for his second basket of the day. Back to a 10-point advantage for Quinnipiac, 27-17.
And Josh James has such a knack in transition of getting to the rim and scoring.
Shannon left open from three, and he drills it.
Umar Shannon had five threes against Oregon State in her last game. He's got three this half.
30-17. Ogaro, ball fake, gives to Nicholas on the baseline. Tries a reverse layup, moving to his right. Goes up over the top of Hurst to get the hoop. 30-19, MU trailing by 11. Shannon posting himself up on the right side. Here's a three ball way, way off the mark by Zaid Hurst. Ogaro clears for MU. Robinson in transition with 7 minutes to play. James, good drive into the lane. Lost the handle on it. Got it back. Flipped it up with a right hand from the left side and gets it. He's got six in the lead now, 30-21 for Quinnipiac.
How about Josh James? Using his body, going up with the left, kind of loses it. Little scoop shot with the right hand. Nice roll. Nice play by Josh James.
Hurst swings around the perimeter. It's Chandler on the drive. Floater moving to his right. And the freshman gets it, 32-21. Quinnipiac, 6.5 minutes to go. Robinson sees a seam. Tries a tough reverse layup inside. No good. Gets his own rebound back on the floor. And finds O'Garo with a left side layup.
How about that play? Robinson stuck in the air. Tosses the ball up. It then lands in his arms when he's on the ground. O'Garo was cutting to the basket. He dished to O'Garo for a lay-in.
Shannon for Hurst. Azatam now. Left elbow jumper on the way. Off the mark, no good. Monmouth on the breakout. 2-on-1. James running with O'Garo. O'Garo left side layup. Lost the handle on the way up, but he was fouled by Umar Shannon. Nice little surge here by MU with 6 minutes to go. We get ourselves to the under 8 media timeout. Quinnipiac 32, Monmouth 23. We'll come back with more first half action. Monmouth down by 9. You're listening to Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. And we are back here from Gaffney Court in the Multipurpose Activity Center. A cold winter Saturday afternoon as Monmouth playing their fourth conference game of the season and finishing up a 5-game homestand. Hawks trying to take 4 out of 5 in this stretch. Right now, however, trailing Quinnipiac 32-23, 6 minutes to go in the first half.
So far, Matt, the physical play of Quinnipiac has given them a 9-point lead, but also the outside shooting of Umar Shannon. He has 3 threes in this half so far. And again, we talked about how they only shoot 28% from three as a team, but Shannon is the one guy that you really have to close out strong as he can fill it up. But if I'm the Hawks, I stay in the zone. I'd look for Umar Shannon and locate him, make sure he doesn't get any open attempts. And also Ford, who's come off the bench, and he's also hit 2 threes. So we talk about 28%, but Ford's got 2 threes, and Shannon's got 2 threes, and they're 5 for 12 from three-point range.
Monmouth coming out of that timeout, missing a guy on the floor. I'm not sure why there'd be four guys at the table, why they just wanted to come in at the break. But all that being said, Monmouth in between free throws here by O'Garo will sub 4 of their 5 players. O'Garo's first free throw is short and off to the right. At just 42% on the season.
O'Garo's a guy who gets to the line a lot. It's just unacceptable, 42%. He's got to get better.
Brady, DeLeo, and Jones come back in. Makes the second, and now Greg Nowak will get his first action of the afternoon. He will replace Tyrone O'Garo, who with the one free throw cuts the lead down to 8, 32-24. Now under 6 minutes to go in this first half. Full court pressure by MU. James Ford Jr. catching the pass in the front court. Breaks the timeline, and Quinnipiac sets the offense up with Conte working one-on-one against DeLeo. Ford checked by Robinson, and Robinson takes it away. Robinson looking for someone in transition. Deion Jones, a slashing basket going off the glass on the right side. 32-26, Quinnipiac with a 6-point advantage.
Great job by Deion Jones running the floor on the steal, staying behind, giving Robinson a lane to throw to and putting in the layup.
Monmouth has cut a 14-point advantage down now to 6 with 5:15 to go. Foul on the floor. Away from the basket, Jones jockeying for position with Hurst will get called for his first, team's sixth. Umar Shannon back in. James Ford Jr. checks out. Robinson out for MU. Josh James back in for the Hawks. Baseline inbounds play. Conte, Shannon has it on the right side. Hurst in the right corner. Good high-low. It is Drame with a reverse layup off the feed from Azatam, finishing on the left side, 34-26.
And good basketball from Quinnipiac, hitting the high post and then dumping it down low to Drame. It's a good job by the Bobcats.
James with the drive to the basket is fouled in the ensuing possession. It is a shooting foul, and Josh James will go to the free throw line for two.
For the Hawks, number 0, Josh James at the line.
And that last foul charge to Umar Shannon, his second, team's fourth. James's first free throw is up and in. On the season, right around 61%, but was 5 of 5 in the win over Siena Thursday night. Second one, rattling front rim, backboard and in. 2 of 2 for James, who's got 8 here in the half. 5 minutes to play, 34-28, Quinnipiac. Chandler back into the game as Shannon out. Hurst had a shot rejected by Brady. Gets the loose ball back. Azatam inside was fouled on his way up and will go to the line for two. You know, like those kind of plays, every time Monmouth makes a good defensive play, a block or something like that, Quinnipiac able to get the loose ball and get right back to the rim.
Yeah, it seems like all the 50-50 balls are going Quinnipiac's way. Robinson earlier in the game made a great steal and then threw an errant pass, and Quinnipiac intercepted it and had a dunk off of it where Monmouth had their own 2 points, and that was a big four-point swing.
Azatam making the first of two free throws. He's got four. Second one on the way is also good. Make it a 36-28 lead now for the Bobcats. Monmouth up court in a hurry. Here's Deion Jones. Double clutch move. Going glass on the right side. Jones getting it going inside here so far today. He's got six. That is the lead right now for Quinnipiac.
For the last few years, Monmouth has lacked a big guard that can put his head down and get to the rim. Deion Jones can really do that, and that's why he's also averaging 16 a game.
2-3 zone again here for MU. Chandler gives to Conti. Chandler gets it back right wing. Plays catch with Conti, who has it and will pull out. Flip back on the right side to Chandler, who quickly gives it back to Conti. Ball screen set by Drame. It's Chandler right corner. He'll drive and get bumped on his way up at the rim. Going to the free throw line for two shots. It'll be Chris Brady whistled for that infraction. His second, team's eighth. And Kasim Chandler will have two foul shots coming up.
You know, on that drive, Matt, Chandler's at the most 6 feet tall. He makes the first. Brady's 6'11" and long. Brady jumps and swats at the ball. He doesn't need to do that against a 6 foot guard. Just stay straight up, be solid. Anytime you swat down at a ball, you're going to get called for a foul.
Usman Drame out. A.J. Sumbry back in. Second free throw by Chandler is good. Make it 38-30. Bobcats coming up on 4 minutes remaining here in this first half. James going away from a ball screen. Dumped down on the left block for Brady. Turnaround hook shot on the baseline. Good for the big fella Chris Brady.
And that little lefty jump hook that Brady has is getting more and more consistent. He's very comfortable. He is lefty. Very comfortable going to that left hand.
Brady and Tillman both with pretty good moves inside so far here today. 6 point spread for Quinnipiac, 38-32. Hurst flipping on the left side for Conti. Stripped away by James. On the floor right now, a scrum, and on the possession arrow, it'll be Monmouth basketball. That will also get us to our last media timeout of the half. 3:38 to go in this first half. Quinnipiac 38, Monmouth 32. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Hawk fans, plenty of time to still get Monmouth University basketball tickets. Single and season tickets still available, as well as group packages. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game, or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun and entertainment. Just one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Keep an eye at some point during the course of the season. We're going to run a special promotion. You'll be able to sit in the stands with Steve Bazaz and just talk basketball. Mm. It'll be a thrilling adventure for one of our local blue and white fans.
Is that a special promotion?
Well, special. Mm. In quotes, special.
Sure.
3.5 to go here in the first half. Monmouth trailing Quinnipiac 38-32. Hawks with the basketball off the timeout. Jones looking to get to work. Nowak gets it off the screen and finishing inside. Left side layup for Greg Nowak. His first basket of the afternoon, and it's down to a 4-point advantage.
A nice aggressive offense from the Hawks. Deion Jones on the curl. If you notice, all the Hawks' points have come at the rim.
They've been able to attack Drame and Azatam. Loose ball picked up here by James. One-on-one down the right side of the rim. James threw it up there. Couldn't get it to go. There's Max DeLeo on the tip with a left hand.
And DeLeo poked it out. James came up with it. Misses the layup, but Max follows the play and tips it in.
38-36. Lot of energy for this Monmouth team right now. They have sliced a 14-point advantage down to two. Hurst giving to Ford Jr. At the foul line, Azatam. Now a bad throw by Drame. Intercepted by James. Two on one. DeLeo will go in and jam it with two hands. Great elevation. The flush and the finish for Max DeLeo. 38-38 with 2:32 to go. Timeout has been taken by Tom Moore.
And the length of this team on the floor right now has caused Quinnipiac some problems. That time, Chris Brady in the middle of the zone, Deion Jones playing the wings, Max DeLeo playing the wing, and they've coming up with steals and then runouts in transition, getting easy baskets.
And what we had talked about in the open, Steve, going to a true three zone has caused some problems here for this Quinnipiac team offensively.
To me, Monmouth looks best in a 2-3 zone right now. Quinnipiac looked very comfortable going up against Monmouth's man-to-man defense. Shannon was getting his shot off with some screen and roll play. So if I'm Monmouth, I'm probably sticking with the 2-3 zone, especially with Brady in because he's so long.
This is an interesting five on the floor that's had some success here for Monmouth the last couple of minutes. Jones, Brady, and Nowak with DeLeo and James working the top part of that 2-3 zone. Looks like Monmouth will extend here and go with some full court 2-2-1 pressure. James working against Chandler. Quinnipiac breaks it inside. Drame fouled on the way up. Not a bad foul there as Drame was right at the rim. It'll be charged to Greg Nowak. It'll be his second and the team's ninth. Usman Drame to the line for two.
Yeah, Coach Rice is going to be aggressive. He's been an aggressive player his whole life. He's been an aggressive coach. To me, I think they just should have stayed in a 2-3 zone. As now in transition there off the press break, Quinnipiac gets a look at two foul shots, but Drame does miss the first.
Missing the first, second one to come. 2:20 to go in the first half. We are tied at 38. Second one by Drame is good. MU on a 25-12 run over the course of the last 6 minutes. Quinnipiac does lead, however, by one. Monmouth has not led in this game so far.
And we know Coach Rice, we can say that all we want about sitting in the zone, but he's never going to do that for 40 minutes.
James. Ball screen from Brady. James dishing for Nowak. His jumper off on the right side, no good. Conti clears the glass. Bobcats in transition. 2 minutes remaining. Ford Jr. trying to elevate, missing the layup. There's Azatam slashing in for the rebound and the finish all in one motion. Bobcats up by three. And we've got a whistle. DeLeo caught the ball out of bounds, had a foot on the sideline. And Quinnipiac will get it back here with a 1:46 to go, leading by three, 41-38. O'Garro off the bench, Nicholas off the bench. Nowak and Deion Jones out for MU.
A good sub right there, getting Deion Jones out of the game so he doesn't pick up another foul. You know, this is a huge 1:46 here, Matt. Monmouth got back in this game. They were down by 14. They tied the game. Quinnipiac is now back up 3 points. This is a huge final 1:45 of this half to keep this in a one-possession type game.
Marcelo Hudiger also into the game for Monmouth. Hawks stay 2-3. Chandler sees the seam at the foul line, dishes to the outside. Ford had a shot blocked by DeLeo. Nicholas picks up the loose ball. Monmouth ties it with a three. O'Garro will take it at the rim. Cut off baseline by Drame. DeLeo, great ball fake. Stops foul line. Gives to Nicholas left corner. Behind his back. Step back jumper. Off the mark, no good. Hudiger tried to keep it alive, but in doing so came up over the back of Drame and will get whistled for his first, team's 10th. Foul shots coming up here for Quinnipiac.
Just a really awful possession right there by the Hawks. Not getting anything going. A lot of catch, put your head down and dribble, but nobody caught first and just looked at the rim or looked inside.
Two foul shots coming up for Ike Azatam, as that is the 10th Monmouth foul. First one is good. Make it a four-point spread, 42-38. Shaq Shannon back in. He will replace Kasim Chandler in the Quinnipiac lineup. Second one, good for Azatam. Now a five-point advantage. Got to get a good possession here if you're Monmouth. James runs the point here. Ball screen from Hudiger, flipping right corner for O'Garo. Back to James, right wing. DeLeo flashing between the circles, kicks back to James. Now with 18 on the shot clock. James going left on the screen will get called for a palming or carry of the basketball. Boy, you don't see that call very often anymore. And a costly turnover for MU will give it back to Quinnipiac with 49 seconds to go. And a 14-second differential between the shot and game clock.
Now, if I'm Coach Rice, I am on every official the rest of the game for the palm call on the other side of the floor.
Conti driving. Good spin move in the lane. Drame gets it. Right side layup, no good. DeLeo there for the rebound. Ahead of the field for James, who will slash into the lane. Shot rejected by Azatam. But a whistle on top of it will send James with an aggressive move to the rim to the free throw line for two shots.
Now, James is so good in transition, and he's going to find his way to the basket. He just has a knack of getting there. That time he got a little bit bailed out with the foul call, but again, when you drive hard and when you're aggressive, the calls are going to go your way.
First free throw by James. Off the mark, no good. Jalen Palm coming in off the bench for Monmouth. Palm, the 5'10 sophomore, getting action in just his eighth game of the year. Deion Jones back in. He will replace Marcelo Hudiger.
I thought they were taking Jones out to save him from getting a second foul, but looks like with the matchups that are in the game right now, Monmouth will probably finish his half off in man.
Second free throw. Rolls around the rim, but pops out for James. Shot clock turned off. 20 seconds to go here in the first. Chandler checked by Palm. As Steve said, back into the man-to-man for MU. Down now to 12 seconds. Chandler wants to go right. Penetrating past Palm into the lane. Shot blocked by Jones. Azatam gets it again and is fouled again. Off of the offensive rebound putback attempt. And we'll get a couple of more free throws coming up. Foul charge to Max DeLeo, his first.
The whole defense breaks down when Palm gets beat off the dribble. And again, he does a good job of pressuring the ball. But if you're going to pressure the ball and get beat, the whole defense breaks down. It causes an offensive rebound opportunity. Azatam gets it, and he goes to the line.
Makes the first free throw. Justin Robinson back in. Spent a long time on the bench, Robinson did. And if I can remember correctly, it was after a turnover. That steal that he had and then quickly gave it back away kind of drew the ire of the coaching staff. And Robinson had a long time to kind of sit and ponder things. Comes back in here with 5.2 on the clock. Nicholas also back in as Azatam settling up for his second free throw, which he makes. Nicholas in play quickly. Robinson breaks the timeline with three. Robinson will fire it at the buzzer and just rimmed out. Quinnipiac will head into the locker room with a 45-38 advantage. A Bobcat team that led by as many as 14. Monmouth had tied it, and then the Bobcats finishing up the half on a 7-0 run as we were square at 38 apiece. Overall, Steve, good energy for Mama certainly to get themselves back into this game after a sluggish kind of start to the game.
Yeah, sluggish start to the game, and let's be honest, Quinnipiac did shoot very well from the outside, especially in the beginning of the first half. Ford with two threes and Shannon with two threes, or with three threes, excuse me. But Monmouth got back in the game by getting easy baskets around the rim, whether it was in transition off of turnovers or just attacking the glass and scoring at the rim. They did a good job of getting back in the game. It was 14, then it was tied, and at 38-38, they pressed. I would have liked them to stay back in a 2-3 zone. To me, Quinnipiac got momentum back by breaking the press and getting to the foul line there. But look for Monmouth to probably mix in that 2-3 zone again in the second half.
And we've got stats, scores, and our normal halftime interview spot with Josh Newman coming up in this halftime segment. We'll step out here and take a 60-second timeout. We're back to kick it off right after this quick break. It's Quinnipiac 45, Monmouth 38. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.